The glory of a Texas high school football field can evaporate in an instant, like it did in the first episode of TV's Friday Night Lights. And like it did in real life for Jared Snell of Keller.
Back in September 16th of 2010, I was a sophomore at Keller High School. I was playing football as a quarterback, and I received four concussions in one football game. I got like two or three just in one play.
After the first hit, Jared was slow to get up, but he jumped right back into the huddle. A few plays later, a student trainer knew something was wrong.
When they snapped the ball to me, I just kind of let it go by, and another time I think I gave it to a person on the other team, is what my family said. I don't remember any of it.
Jared missed the rest of his sophomore year and had to make up coursework online later. But it was hard. He said he had trouble keeping his eyes on the page, understanding and concentrating. His mom, looking for different treatment options, found the Center for Brain Health at UT Dallas. Jared wound up in a research program under Dr. Lori Cook, chief of the Pediatric Brain Injury Program.
A concussion is a mild brain injury, and people don't take that very seriously. You know, you hear, well, he got his bell rung and such. But what happens, it's the nature of the force that is put upon the brain that causes it essentially to move around in the skull and essentially stretch and tear those white matter fibers, those connections between the different regions of the brain that are so crucial.
Cook says those connections are critical for memory, decision-making, attention span, and reaction time. Jared, now 18 and headed to community college this month, became part of what he calls the Brain Health Center's SMART training program, a way of thinking that's more abstract and analytical than routine memory exercises.
That program made an obvious difference. I definitely wouldn't have graduated high school if I hadn't had that.
Part of the center's research is funded by the Department of Defense. Dr. Sandra Chapman, the center's director, says it's aimed at better recovery and repair with the kind of high-performance brain training Jared got.
One of the problems is that a lot of the training for the brain that's done is actually lower level, focused attention, memorize these lists. And what we've shown is that doesn't repair the brain as much as when you push it to do higher order thinking. And that's when we get more rapid change and repair of the brain.
Chapman sketches out an example of higher order thinking. In history class, you would not concentrate on memorizing dates and facts, but think about the meaning of an event. How did it affect us? How is it still affecting us? A more complex synthesis or processing of information.
And that works our frontal lobes, undergoing very dramatic changes during these teenage years. And so concussions can disrupt those.
Whether the teenager is wearing cleats or combat boots. The average age of troops returning with traumatic brain injury is 19. The frontal lobe doesn't fully develop until age 25. Chapman says Brain Health Center experts are in Colorado this month instructing the military in high-performance brain training, that kind of strategic thinking that's similar to what coaches are doing on the preseason football fields across Texas.
You know, with concussions being in the news as much as they are, it really is a focus of all of ours.
That's Coach Terry Smith at Ranchview High School in Irving. At Ranchview and elsewhere, coaches use a sideline pocket guide to identify a possible concussion. What day is it? Repeat these words. Say these numbers in reverse order. Some colleges and pro teams use iPads. Such sideline screenings are an outgrowth of the Military Acute Concussion Evaluation, or MACE, program developed in 2006. Smith says the attitude toward football concussions has certainly changed. Players are no longer told to just shake it off. And he says training has changed, too, with the mantra of never, ever lead with your head. But Smith says the game is the same.
You still want maximum effort. You still want physical, you know, contact. You still want, I hate to use the word violence, but, you know, you want physical violence. You want the kids to go hard on everything they do. And that's never going to change. Just as long as there's physical nature of the football game, I think there's always going to be a chance of concussions.
In that way, the battlefield and the football field are not that far apart. B.J. Austin, KERA News.